This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I have a couple cans of the 20th anniversary beer from Two Brothers as we chat about the new cream ale out of Goose Island. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, I'm Nick White.
We just did this show. We recorded late, and now we're back at it again. We, like, waste no time.
Yeah, we waste no time spilling beer all over the place again.
Always,
and I
yeah.
think this is the quickest turnaround we've had between two episodes, probably.
I think so, yeah. Last week we recorded on Thursday. That went out on Friday. We're recording today on Tuesday. This will go up on Wednesday for everyone. So, whew, yeah.
I like it, man. It feels good, though. It feels like we're in stride.
Yeah, it's a lot of drinking, you know. It puts a lot of weight on our liver. I don't know. It's tough.
Turn into a diva on me, man. Don't do that, man.
Last week I mentioned I was out at Two Brothers, and I picked up some cans of the 20th anniversary ale. I guess it's their anniversary. It's just a 20-year beer. It's like a celebration beer. I don't know. It doesn't say anniversary ale. It's just an IPA to celebrate their 20 years.
Yeah, you're right. And in the past, we've had their a lager, which was like 20 beers, 20 years kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and this is it's a pretty big IPA. It's almost 8.5%. And we were comparing it to Double Daisy Cutter.
Which is like 8.5%. That's a double.
Yeah, so three Floyds. Two Brothers is stepping into the modern world with... how many double IPAs do they have? I can't think of. I don't know what Wobble is, but it's a short list. They don't really do this too often.
No, like a big IPA like this? Yeah. No, they do a lot of more, I guess, sessionable beers for them. And then I think they have, they have hot.
The annual one. Yeah. The Hop Juice. It was Hop Juice. Maybe it's called something else now. I think it's called like Hop Centric.
Yeah, Hop Centric. Yeah. So that's really their double IPA.
Yeah. And that one's cool because now they've got like the wet hop version, and it's like they got the different lot versions that come out.
Yeah.
You know, from the hop farm. This one's using something called Denali hops.
Yeah, I don't know Denali hops.
Yeah, it looks like it's a crossbreed, man, between like an experimental hop and something called Nuggetzilla.
Nuggetzilla.
Yeah.
So it sounds dank, man. It sounds a dank.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean, it gives you all the, you know, the piney, citrusy stuff without being sweet. Like, there's a little bit of, like, bitterness and spiciness right in the middle to kind of balance it out. It's not overly sweet. You know?
Yeah. It's a very mellow pop, I guess.
Yeah. I can dig it. Yeah. So good for them, man. Yeah. And they got these super fun cans that Brad was playing around with earlier.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking... All right, they're sleeves on here.
Yeah.
So Two Brothers, what, they bought blank cans?
Right.
I was like, that wouldn't make sense, because why would they have these pallets of blank cans then? Because they already can.
Right.
And then you can see through this 20th, and I was like, oh, I wonder, did they print something on here, or is this something that they kind of hid back there? But no.
Yeah.
They just put them over these other cans. If you're watching the video, you can kind of see this. They're cans of Able Vice.
Sneaky bastards.
All right, which I haven't seen Able Vice cans before.
So. No.
So that's new to me.
Yeah.
I forget.
Or maybe they opted out. Maybe they were going to do it, and they said, you know what, let's not. And let's
I don't
just
know,
do
but I haven't seen Two Brother bottles either in a while, so I think they're slowly switching over to cans on everything.
Right on.
So this, maybe it was a tease. Once you found out, you're like, oh, yeah, this is coming in cans. I can't wait.
No. But, yeah, cheers to them for rolling out 20 years of craft beer. Mm-hmm. They're one of the originals in this area for beer, for sure, of this wave. It's always been a beer town, but.
Yeah. If you wanted to get your friend, like, really drunk, you just, like, cut these labels off and be like, oh, yeah, I got this Session 5% beer for you. They're like, phew, that has a lot of flavor for 5%. And you're like, yeah.
It's cruel, man. That's funny. But it's kind of cruel. I like it though.
Cool. Well, we're gonna sip on these probably slowly, otherwise we will get silly. Yeah. If you're new to Chicago Beer Pass, what we do here is we talk about the events we made it to, the things we've been drinking over the last week, and then let you know what's coming up this week that you should be checking out, and then always end with little beer news, kind of what's happening in the scene. So this past weekend, I know we just recorded, and I had plans to go places, and then I didn't. I had plans, and then it was already like, oh no, we record tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like...
It snuck up on me fast. I didn't have time to plan to go drink.
It happens, man.
Yeah.
You know? I guess. I don't know.
But you did it. I don't know. I have no excuse, I guess. What'd you end up at?
Well, I only went to one thing, and it was another Goose Island event.
Okay.
Right? I mean, but they party hard. I mean, I can't... We talk about Goose Island in this show probably because they're a very active brewery.
Yeah.
With regards to just like partying and different types of parties. Just
throwing money around.
Just money in the air at events, you know. So this was... Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind as far as cool events that I went to from Goose, I mean, because they're doing everything from like giveaways and 312 Day and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But like having this, there was a Bourbon County and Macallan whiskey pairing.
Ooh.
At a bike shop.
Okay.
At a motorcycle shop.
Okay.
So they sell like motorcycle clothing in the front, and in the back they do bike repairs, motorcycle bike repairs. And then here they are with like, you know, they're 10, they're 15, or 20 year Macallans, serving them up with like, you know, all these different BCSs, everything from vanilla to rare. It was a ridiculous party.
Crazy.
So they do parties on every end of the spectrum. This was a Fulton and Wood party. And we talked about Fulton and Wood before, draft only, Chicago only, and it happens 4 times a year. So they get the brewers and then they get the marketing team together and they say, hey, come up with something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this time they came up with a cream ale as kind of an ode to Chicago. It was called Lil Moxie.
Okay.
Yeah. So
why?
Yeah. Right?
Why? Oh, to Chicago.
Well, I will tell you, Brad. Yeah. All right. So there was this company that they ended up calling it the Chicago Brewery, but it was really the Diversi and Lil Brewery. So Diversi and Lil were these guys that got together, and apparently back in like 1861, they had the largest brewery outside of the Atlantic Seaboard. You know.
Okay.
So I guess that would be like west of Philadelphia. I don't know. But they
Born
were doing
and
like,
raised.
I see what you did there. they did like 45,000 barrels a year, right? And their top selling beer was this cream ale. So 45,000 barrels, to put that in perspective, that's about what Three Floyds does now.
Okay.
You know, they're under an expansion, but that's, you know,
it's not bad.
It's
yeah.
a significant amount of beer. A lot of people don't know Michael Diversi, you know, Diversi Avenue is named after him. He was an alderman in this town and he was a brewer.
Oh, cool.
And that was pretty okay. cool. So this was a beer, this cream ale. I don't know. I would describe it somewhere between like, it's not quite a pale ale, and it's, you know, it's got a little more attitude than a lager, which is not an ale. But, you know, those are the only two styles you can compare it to.
Okay.
Yeah, and they had this party at Manny's Delicatessen.
Okay.
Which is like, you know, 1942, straight up Chicago staple.
Yeah.
For delis in the town, probably.
Nice. No, yeah. Yeah, Manny's is good. I think I've had sandwiches from there, but I've never actually gone to Manny's.
Yeah, you know, I remember, Jerry Seinfeld, he does this thing called, like, chatting with comedians in cars. And he goes from city to city. When he came to Chicago, Steve Harvey was a guy he interviewed, but he did the interview at Manny's Deli.
Nice.
Yeah, and I barely get over it. This made my second time ever being there.
And it's, like, right across the street from the South Loop Binnie's.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
What do you think of the beer?
The beer was okay. I mean, the beer, I typically don't order cream ales. A lot of people don't make cream ales.
There's not that many cream ales.
The only one I can think of is Genesee Brewing Company. I know they have a cream ale.
Mm-hmm.
They said this cream ale had a lot of corn in it in the mash bill. And they had another kind of experimental hop. So it's kind of like, it's almost like straightforward and bitter, almost, and bitter with like an earthy, almost like seltzer-like component in there. You know, it played well with the sandwiches. They gave you this huge Manny's Deli sandwich.
I could see that, yeah.
Well, it played well in that space.
Corned beef and kind of, you want something lighter and
yeah.
a little sweet to kind of
yeah.
cut through maybe some of that a meat flavor and taste.
Yeah, you got your pastrami or your brisket, massive sandwiches.
Yeah.
And this paired along with it. They say that they came up with that style and had Manny's in mind because this was apparently the preferred style of the blue collar worker, you know.
Cream ale?
Yeah, the cream ale.
And yeah, it's kind of a little, it's a step up from like a light ale.
Right.
Like a Miller Lite kind of, it's got the same kind of thing going on, but yeah.
That's what I was saying. I was like, if it was somewhere between like a lager and a pale ale for sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why they sold so much of that beer. You know, they sold it to the working class here in Chicago.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. It sucks. That brewery actually, it was a victim of the Chicago fire.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. So largest brewery in the history of Chicago up to that point burned down.
Poof.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. But, but the party was great, and it just gave us a chance to kind of, it was a reminder of the kind of brewing history Chicago has, you know, like in the 1800s and before Prohibition, you know, Chicago was a serious town for beer.
Yeah, okay.
You know, not always drinking, but also with production as well. And this was the DeVille. I did that last week with the Map Leaf. The Diversian Little Brewery is a good example of that. So,
nice. Yeah. Well, sounds like a pretty good event. So you can probably check out and find the Little Moxie around town here in Chicago over probably the next month or so.
Yeah, and cheers to Dave Toach, man, Uncle Dave. He's the first guy to tell me about, you know, how to handle myself with Bourbon County in the summer. He's like, no, you got to go 3/4 of the Goose Nut Brown Ale and just 1/4 of the Bourbon County so you can cruise with it, you know, because you see
like
Bourbon.
Like blend them?
Yeah, you get excited when you see Bourbon County, you know. And he's actually the longest tenured brewer over there now. So this is going into year number 10 for him there. So he was the brewer on the project and everyone else was the marketing folk.
Okay.
Yeah. So good time, man. Killer three-piece band. Just a fun time in a classic Chicago backdrop. So
nice. Okay, right, cool. So that was the one event you made it to, right?
Yeah.
So I guess we got to jump into what's happening this week. We don't have much else to say.
Yeah.
And these, 8% IPAs are going down kind of quick.
I mean,
it's not going to end well.
It's tasty, though.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think 8% when I'm drinking it.
So we're at the end of March here, baseball season starting.
Yeah.
I'm about to see a lot more like outdoor events. I've seen places with their patios kind of getting set up. So ready to get to it here.
It's here, man. Yeah. Let's start with Sheffield's Friday night. So Sheffield's is hosting the return of KBS. That's Founders. Kentucky Breakfast Stout?
Yeah.
So to celebrate that, they're going to have this year's debut and last year's KBS, along with 6 taps at the beer school in the back at Founders.
Okay.
At Sheffield's.
At Sheffield's. Does that start at a certain time, or is it
just... Yeah, that actually starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Where they're tapping KBS at 8 o'clock. I think you can get the beers a little bit before that, like 6.
Oh, okay.
The other beers.
I haven't had KBS in a long time. I know you went up there not too long ago.
Yeah, and then last year... They did that event at Timothy O'Toole's over East, which was cool. We got to sit down with those guys, and they were telling me, I was asking them, like, you know, what would you do? Because there's two founders of Founders. I was like, well, what advice would you give somebody starting a brewery now? He's like, I wouldn't even do it, man.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, I wouldn't even do it. And they were sharing some really cool stories about, hey, you know, to really get the dream off the ground, they didn't celebrate Christmas. They would like give their kids like, you know, Founders T-shirts for Christmas. You know,
oh,
like,
really?
Like the very humble beginnings up there, and now they're doing all right. They sold 30% of it to the Spaniards, and they're rolling.
Oh, cool!
Right on.
Nice. So check out that Sheffield's, get some KBS. All right. So that's Friday. Anything else Friday night?
No, that's all I got for Friday night.
So Saturday, I think is that April 1st?
Yeah, Saturday is April 1st.
Okay.
And just like that, we're in April.
Yes. There is the Brew and Vine in Tinley Park.
Okay.
Man, Tinley, why? There's a lot of events in Tinley Park, right?
There's a lot of people. Like, right. It's one of the, it's a big stop, Tinley and Orland. Those are huge stops on the Metro line. I mean, just as far as, like, volume of passengers that leave their suburb and
really?
Come downtown. They're very big. They're very big spots, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Like not bigger than Naperville.
No, I would say Downers Grove, if I was ranking them size wise, I would say Downers Grove and Naperville, then like your Orland and Tinley Park.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as like
Naperville has a lot of people in it.
Naperville's a kind of town where once you get to Naperville, you really don't have to leave.
Right.
They got everything's out there. Like,
I looked this up, like when we were in Salt Lake City and Boise, Naperville has a bigger population than those two cities.
So, that's wild, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like almost like 500,000 people in Naperville.
Naperville's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, shit. When Josh Siegel's on the show, he's always talking about how he does this beer fest, but then like the Wine Fest and the Riff Fest, like, double the numbers for the Beer Fest.
Yeah.
Like, they party out there.
Nice. Yeah. So this is in Tinley Park, though, on Saturday, the Brew and Vine.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Beer and Wine Fest. I think we talked about it last year.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so check that out. I don't know how much tickets are there. Probably around, like, $40 or $50. Yeah.
It's good. I think the wine people are speaking a little bit now when it comes. Because they're like, you got this Beer Fest?
And then, I got to get on board. Like.
Yeah, because, you got to keep sometimes the ladies are into cocktails and into the wives, they're into cocktails and wine a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday, there's a couple of fun things. One thing at headquarters.
Right on. So this is the fourth annual What the Firk.
Okay.
So that's a Sunday afternoon Firkin' Fest, man. Good old-fashioned Firkin' Fest.
Nice, okay.
We were at that a couple years back.
Yeah, we went to the first one when it was at the headquarters, the original headquarters, before that one shut down.
Yeah. Oh, that's not there anymore?
No, there's only the River North one now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so headquarters, Beer Arcade, they tend to show classic wrestling and gladiators on TVs, which I'm a big fan of. And I believe the games are free. That's how it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, they do big parties.
Dude, that space is massive, the River North location, so yeah.
Yeah, so this is a noon to 4 on a Sunday. I'm a big fan of Sunday parties. 40 breweries, that's a $40 ticket. Yeah, and everyone's bringing something special, man. So in the traditional...
Firkin' Fest kind of thing, yeah.
Right.
Some chili peppers, some caramel, I don't know.
What we're going to take this and remix it.
Random tea, I don't know. Yeah. Cool. Then... Also Sunday, Haymarket, right? You're diving into diving into more. You better watch out, man.
I know, man.
Dangerous.
You're so good.
Haymarket is debuting some of their beer, right?
Yeah. So Haymarket up in Bridgman, Michigan is finally online, and they have beer to sell. So now, maybe for the first time ever, you could get them at festivals, but for the first time, you can get Haymarket beer on tap at a bar outside of Haymarket.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So they're kicking things off at the Map Room on Monday. It's called Meet the Brewers. So this is a 6 p.m. start on Monday, April 3rd. They're going to have
This isn't Sunday. This is the 3rd. Okay.
This is Sunday or Monday. Okay. Monday the 3rd. Yeah. Matthias, their double IPA, Speaker's Wagon Pilsner, and then a Simcoe IPA that it sounds like they haven't named yet. They're just calling it Simcoe IPA.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like, was that Angry Birds?
Yeah.
That might be Angry Birds that they're trying to figure out what they need to name it now.
What do we name it? Yeah, you probably can't name it Angry Birds now.
No, they could not.
On draft, you can name a beer anything you want.
No. On draft at the brew pub.
On draft at the brew pub. But if you on draft and distro it to Map Room, you can't.
Yeah, because it has to be sold and you have to have the ring still has to, the name has to be approved by the TTB.
Yep.
So, no. Yeah. On draft at your own place, yes, you can call it anything you want. You could call it Miller Lite if you wanted. So that's cool. Actually, be able to drink some Haymarket beers outside of Haymarket.
Yeah, because that's a popular stop on the tour. Mm-hmm. People love their beers.
Do you think there is a large group of people in Chicago that don't know who Haymarket is? Like, have never been there and never had any of their beers, also drink beer.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I know they. At parties like, the old West Loo Fest or even Festivale, Haymarket would really bring the thunder, They bring, like, Claire's Thirsty Ale and, they bring Angry Birds and they bring Matthias. But that's at festivals. I mean, but Haymarket, where it's located right downtown, I wonder how many people actually make their way over to West Loo, I wonder, like, how much of a destination is it? The out-of-towners are probably aware of it because, they've got Restaurant Row right there, Au Cheval, that kind of thing.
Okay.
That's a good question, though. Hmm. I mean, they're kind of like, it's almost like reintroducing themselves. Well, hell, if you saw what Half Acre was doing when we were up there, it seems like they were kind of reintroducing themselves, having a lot of launch parties in the burbs, a lot of tap takeovers, as if they had just gotten to the city. Well, because they had all this beer to sell.
Yeah.
So this, I think you'll see Haymarket do something similar to that, you would think.
I guess, and they want to make sure they have that foot in Chicago as like a Chicago brewery, like almost like Three Floyds is like we're Chicago, but we're brewing in Indiana kind of idea. They don't want to be the Michigan brewery that's in Chicago. They want to be the Chicago brewery that's brewing in Michigan, right?
Yeah, and a lot of their story is geared around historic Chicago events as well.
Yeah, because
so that would be a good
Haymarket riots and stuff don't make sense in Michigan.
Right.
They make sense here.
Yeah.
So,
so and you know they would do really cool parties, and maybe we'll see more of those because you know they would dress up like and reenact a lot of those Haymarket events. You know, the actual Haymarket Riot events.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they've got their own event series with the Drink and Writing Theater back there. So maybe we'll see more of that stuff as part of the rollout. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, Belgians, Stouts, IPAs, Haymarket excels in those three for sure. So.
Nice.
Good for them. They finally got beer out.
So that's all events happening on over the next week. We'll be back next week recording. So yeah, we'll then let you know about what's happening the following week. Before we wrap up here, we got a little beer news.
Yeah, for sure. Tickets to the Southside Craft Beer Festival went on sale this week. So that's our guy Justin Maynard, two-time guest on the show.
Two-time.
Yeah.
Did he invite us personally to this event yet?
We have not gotten an invite from a Justin Maynard, so that's probably why we're talking about this in news right here.
He should probably come on and talk about his event.
We'd like to hear about it. Yeah. So apparently he's just kind of getting in touch with all the Southside brewers. Bader Brow is in Bronzeville. I mean, the South Loop border, but that's Bronzeville when you get to 26th Street.
Yeah.
And they've rallied all the Southside brewers, and they're going to have a craft beer festival on that block of Bader Brow that they sit on, and they're going to do it the week of Chicago Craft Beer Week. Tickets to that went on sale this week. The beer hunter, Michael Jackson, turned 72 this week. And Michael's kind of another massive figure in craft beer. He's actually the reason, he's a British guy, but he's part of the reason why there is a Great American Beer Festival. Because he kind of talked to Charlie Papazian and said, hey, you know, this is what we do in Britain. You should probably do this here in America. And yeah. that's the biggest, largest fest in the country is the largest and oldest, I meant to say, is it's the biggest and the largest.
It's the biggest and largest and hugest.
God damn you two brothers.
Most massive.
It's the oldest and largest beer fest in the country. It's a Great American Beer Fest. And also, he was a big proponent of naming beers and putting them in style categories, which is a big part of how you can recognize beers for their nuances. You know? So the modern craft beer movement, a lot of that started with him taking the time to write these styles down. He would create books and go to these breweries and actually like really give great detail about his world travels. He was really good at that. So yeah, he would have been 72 today.
Damn.
So let's talk a little baseball. The Chicago White Sox. They have a new beer deal. Yeah, so Miller was...
Like, come to the game, get a free beer.
Come to the game, get a free beer.
We need people here. Just show up.
Dude, and I'm a Sox fan. It is so tough when you go there, because I love the park. I think it's actually a better park than Wrigley.
Well, I saw today, I know this is kind of diverse from the story, but what is it, like the most expensive baseball tickets and the cheapest baseball tickets are in Chicago?
You can go to Sox Park for like a week. Based off what you would pay for like one game at Wrigley. It's ridiculous.
But anyway, beer is better at
the
Sox.
The beer is better at Sox Park. You get a wider variety. So Sox Park, and you can tailgate there too.
Okay.
Probably because there's not a whole lot to party. You can't really party that hard around Sox Park. So it's probably good that you could tailgate. Like, Maria's is down there, but Maria's is almost 2 miles away.
Right.
Like, you know, that's not walking distance, really.
Come hang out here, but don't leave the parking lot because there's nothing
you
here.
Can't, there's not a whole lot of partying you can do. It's not like Wrigley where it's like basically the state fair, right? It's like all strips and strips of parties. But anyway. So Miller was the big brewer there for a long time, 30 years, in fact. So the Miller deal is over. They signed a smaller deal with Modelo.
Okay.
So Modelo will be like the one that they advertise the most. But then they also have deals with Goose, Bell's, Founders, and Pabst to complement that deal.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Modelo deal apparently is 3 years and seven figures.
Wow. Okay.
When's the last time you had Modelo?
I don't know. Isn't that part of that Constellation Brands?
It's Constellation Brands.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently Budweiser owns it everywhere in the world except for here. Because it's so big here that it would be antitrust things.
Yeah.
So Constellation Brands owns it in America.
Owns Modelo in America.
Yeah.
What a weird. So they're still making money on it somehow?
They make money on it everywhere except for America. Budweiser does.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and Budweiser will be there as well.
Okay.
Mm.
But Modelo, oh, but I don't know. The Modelo is not bad.
Modelo's not bad. It's a gateway for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I had a Modelo phase for sure. Maybe like 10 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, but the newest edition, the one that got me the most excited was that, you know, they had this Miller Lite party deck. And they're going to get rid of that, and they're replacing it with what's called the Craft Cave. So it'll be a space where there's 75 bottles of craft beer stocked.
But it's a cave now, not a deck.
And it's not a deck. It's a cave.
I kind of like...
he's like, I'm not a fan of this whole cave situation. It's summertime.
Right, yeah. Unless there's like misters and stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
But, all right, so that's cool.
So good for them. Yeah, I think the food and the beer at Sox Park is a little bit better than that. At Wrigley, you've got Budweiser, you've got Goose, and there's probably one tap handle of Old Style.
Okay.
Because I know one of the owner's kid loves it or something.
Okay. I've never been to Sox Park. I've been to the original Comiskey.
Right on.
Never been since it was rebuilt.
I don't know, man.
And I have friends who work there. So and do graphics and stuff. So I don't know why.
It's a fantastic park, man. You got the you know, right behind the outfield, you've got the concourse.
Uh-huh.
You know, where you can go and socialize. You know, we're insanely in love with statues. So everybody's got a fucking statue.
Yeah.
But and then there's fireworks. Hmm. Huh, every home run there's fireworks. You kidding me? Come on. Yeah. We got to go out there, Brad. What are you doing?
I know.
What are you doing?
My boy Sergio's got a boat not too far from there. I need to find like a day game, go watch some baseball, and then go out on the boat.
I need to party with Sergio. I didn't know he had a boat.
He's got a boat.
Oh, man. What else is going on in news, man?
So speaking of that Constellation Brands,
yeah.
The communications manager from Ballast Point reached out to me on Facebook.
Really?
Because
last week in the news we talked about...
This don't boycott Ballast Point.
The Paul Ryan.
No, don't boycott Ballast
Point. It was like Paul Ryan and all this money and...
Yeah.
Donations to these causes, and so yeah.
The Ballast Point people are kind of, I think they're on the defensive on this, kind of, yeah. Like, yeah, they donate money. Constellation Brands donates money to these people. Uh-huh. It's supposed to be to educate them on, you know, blah blah blah, and what the industry is. Ballast Point does not support Paul Ryan or the, you know, the new healthcare bill that they didn't vote on, and it was like he kind of said this in a Facebook message to
so
me.
It's more of it's, so
and he's like, we can't control what Constellation Brands does, but that's kind of it's a little tough to say. It's like, oh yeah, I can't control that my boss, you know, does this. Mm-hmm. But I still work here. But
They're trying to maintain some individuality still, even though they sold to the bigger brand that does all this stuff that they don't agree with.
Yeah.
Sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they should be trying to do that.
Because, yeah, it would probably, because that same group isn't, they're not going to drink Modelo and whatever else is in the Constellation.
Oh, they are definitely the odd crew out when you look at the rest of that portfolio.
So all of a sudden people are like not drinking Ballast Point, Constellation Brands is going to be like, yeah, we don't, you can make less beer. Like, it's fine. Like,
that could be a response when you're dealing with a crew like Constellation Brands. Mm.
So that was interesting to actually get a message like on Facebook from someone at Ballast Point.
People listening.
They're like, oh shit.
This is great. I love that, man. When people listen, though, that's great. I love it, man. I get excited about that. All right. Oh, also in news, the first annual Sister Mixer is coming up at the Green Lady.
Is this with Goose Island Sisters?
No.
Just regular anyone's sister?
Just anyone's sister. No, so they are recognizing Women's Run Day in Chicago. Apparently, okay. It's this annual event where they recognize the diversity of women that run and drive Chicago businesses.
Nice.
That sounds pretty cool. It's also a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. So they're getting on board, and for every beer sold, Twisted Hippo and the Green Lady will donate $1 to Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
So it's cool that it's a beer event that's driving recognition of women-owned businesses, and they're also giving money to good causes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And you know what? Actually, I think that's it for news, man.
All right.
Oh, no. Actually, one more bit of news. I'm sorry. We're doing good. We're doing good.
There's no time limit on that. Yeah, we're running out of time. No, we're not getting cut off.
All right. I wanted to talk about the state of Utah, man. So I got an email from
No, I just ripped on their population like a little bit ago.
But this is serious, man. All right, so the Utah legislators passed a bill, HB 155, and what it did was it lowered the blood alcohol limit to 0.5, right? And the reason this is a big deal, right?
Is it 0.8 in Illinois, right?
Right. So this is 0.5. So to give you, put some perspective on it, 0.5, if you're a woman that's 120 pounds, you can reach 0.5 in one drink. Right. So this is weird to me because even the law is so misguided that even the Mothers Against Drunk Driving refuse to support it because it's clearly like they're basically criminalizing people for drinking in Utah. So if you have one drink in Utah, you can get arrested, you can serve jail time. If you're driving, get your license revoked if they pull you over, all off of one drink. Mm-hmm. Right. And the argument,
this is like just a normal beer, because draft beer has to be 3.2 or less
in Utah.
Yeah
in Utah, that is a fact.
So
I'm just not a big fan of this, and I hate to see this to be like the seed for like other states following, because it seems like this is just like a moneymaker for the state, and I think it's kind of ridiculous, right. Like one drink.
That's awesome. So here's what I propose, that your brewery, you also offer car service to and from your brewery, like private service. And then it's like an extra fee, so you get people in there drinking, then they can drink as much as they want, and you drive them home, like your staff.
Yeah. This is going to be scary. What if this takes on, what if this grows and gains momentum outside of the state of Utah?
It's not going to.
It's not?
No.
Am I freaking out? Because this is total BS right here, man. Yeah. So.
I think when the temperance movement and prohibition happened.
Yeah.
That was like a response to basically a vodka and spirit. That was more spirits than beer, because it was definitely out of hand. It was out of hand because it was super cheap to drink that stuff. It's really expensive to drink in America. It's expensive to drink, right? Six pack of beer costs $10 or $15. So you have to buy the 30 pack of MGD to get the same alcohol. So like it's kind of expensive to actually do it.
Yeah.
It's ingrained now, and it's such a big market of employment and growth, as I don't think it's going to
happen. All right. Well, I feel a little bit better now, because I feel like,
Utah is basically just screwing themselves over and over again, and they're going to have problems.
They miss an opportunity here to crack down on people that, because it says here, really fatal crashes happen around, 0.20,
Right.
So you miss an opportunity to crack down there, and you're just like, no, we're going to make it 0.5 and go after people who drink one drink.
Yeah, it sounds like a way to stop people from drinking and also make it easier so they can just pull people over and give tickets and build revenue that way, because there's probably not a lot of people that drink in Utah in general, because the Mormon population is huge, so they're already not drinking.
All right.
So it's to get more money from the people that are, because hey, I saw you left the brewery, you probably had a beer, so I'm gonna pull you over.
That's heavy, man.
Yeah, right.
All
right,
so yeah, thumbs down to
Utah sucks.
Thumbs down to the Utah legislators for sure. Yeah. So let's hope that insanity stays in Utah.
Yeah. All right. That's gonna do it for enough Utah talk on Chicago beer bass. Chicago would never stop drinking, man. That'd be crazy to see. All right. Let's get out of here. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAT. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. I got that Instagram set up at Chicago Beer Pass as well. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. And then the Facebook page, we're always sharing lots of photos, events, lots of stuff there. So check that out, / Chicago Beer Pass. All right, let's get out of here.
Cheers.